Turn your Bibles, please, to Deuteronomy chapter number 32. Deuteronomy chapter number 32. Let you find that, and then also find Isaiah chapter number 40, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. Keep your Bibles open at Deuteronomy chapter number 32. That's where we'll spend most of our time. Thank God for his goodness. Again, we praise God for who he is. All he does, privilege to worship him and adore him. It is our privilege and joy to do so. It is good to have folks come and visit. It's good to see everybody that's here. May God bless you for coming this way tonight. Stand, please, while I read the Word of God. We're starting Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Talking about being weary, talking about being strength being gone. But it said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now turn back to Deuteronomy chapter number 32. Keep in mind in verse number 31 of Isaiah 40, talked about mounting up with the wings as eagles. Now look in chapter 32, verse 11 of Deuteronomy. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, and beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him. There was no strange God with him. He made him to ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. He made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine, milk of sheep, fat of lambs, rams of the breed of Bashan, goats, and with the fat of kidneys of wheat, thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jezreel, when the wax fat kicked, thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and notice this phrase, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. That's not what I'm going to preach on. Just want you to notice and pay attention to it. He is the rock of our salvation. Thank God. Let's bow our heads just for a moment of prayer. Then you may be seated. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you tonight for the privilege we have to come in the house of God. And thank you, Lord, for those who have come this way. And we have met to worship and hear from heaven. And Father, thank you tonight in the singing of the songs. God, what a blessing been to our hearts, our lives, been in the house of God. Hear the praise, and Lord, to enjoy the blessing, the presence of God. And I pray now in Jesus' name, help us to worship. And the preaching of the hour, God, I pray the Holy Ghost would move in our hearts, our lives. I pray that every mind and every heart be touched. Then, Lord, I'm thinking tonight, now those that may be here lost without God, may the Holy Spirit speak to their heart and they'll see and realize the need of being born into the family of God. I praise you and thank you for all that you do. I ask you to encourage hearts, strengthen lives. Lord, you know everything that we all are going through. You know exactly what's happening in every life, every individual. And so we pray tonight you magnify yourself. Help us, God, to realize the fact that you're still on the throne, you're God. You're able to help us in the midst of any trouble, any storm, any trial. Thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As has been mentioned many times, we see in America a lot of things happening that ought not to be happening but is happening. And we look to see God to help us. And I'm glad tonight God does help us. He is our help. And I'm going to try to bring you a message tonight on this subject, soaring with the eagles, soaring with the eagles. Now, I grant you these times that I'm in the valley. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. I'll make this introductory remark here too, and then we'll try to get into the message. Let me mention this about the thought that what I've got tonight. And thinking about this, eagle is mentioned more times in the Bible than any bird. Mentioned at least 32 times. And it is pictured as a symbol. Our country uses it as a symbol of strength. And it certainly is recognized in this country. And so there was some that wanted to make the turkey the one that would be the emblem of the United States. And I'm kind of glad it's not a gobbling turkey. I'd rather it be a soaring eagle, amen. And thank God for that, but that be as it may. Now, I like to eat turkey. That's all right when it comes to eating, but I'm talking about this emblem of our nation and as the eagle. But soaring with the eagles, and there's a lot of things to be said about that, but there's a lot of things I'm going to deal with tonight. I think we can make spiritual application with. And I grant you that a lot of what I'll say tonight, I gleaned from an evangelist by the name of Evangelist Bobby Thompson years ago. He wrote it down. And he went out west and was with an Indian guide, Dakota, I believe was his name. And he was this Christian man, and they studied eagles on a cliffside. It was a rock cliffside. And they studied eagles for a long time and wrote down some things that I believe would make spiritual applications with. And some of it I see right here in the scripture that I read and believe we can do that. I like to soar with eagles. And as you think about that, the Bible doesn't say, but it is said that eagles 90% of the time ride the wind currents. They're not putting their own strength into it. They're just riding the current. I thought about that and said, hallelujah. I want to ride the current. I want to ride the Holy Ghost of God power and not try to do it in my own power, but just ride the wind current that comes by. And tonight, I thank God for the wind current came by this morning. I'm praying God come by again tonight in a wind current that'll help all of us, that we may ride with him. And a lot of things I don't understand and things that discourage you and things you don't understand, but I'm glad we got a great God. And he can help us to soar with him. He never changes. He never does anything different. He's always the same. And I praise him and thank him for it. Now, fellas upstairs, I'm going to try this microphone again tonight. Brother Tim worked on it for us and did some changing. And let's give it a try. Am I on? There we go. I believe it's on now. We'll see if it'll work tonight. If it does, fine. If it doesn't, we'll try another one. If it doesn't work, we'll use this one. But either way, we'll try and give it a shot. Made a change in a cord today and hopefully helped that out. And so we got that out of the way. And thinking about this, dealing with this eagle business, and I pray God would help us really to understand this tonight. And I pray God will do for you what he did for me. As I thought about this, as I studied on it, as I looked in the Word of God and prayed and asked God to help me, I want to soar. I want to soar with the eagles. I want to ride that wind. I want to get in a place where that I'm not depending, and I can't depend on myself because I can't do it. It's an impossibility for me to make it without him. He's got to do the blowing. I can't make the wind blow. By the way, let me ask you a question. Can you make the wind blow? Have you ever tried to make it? Now, you may blow out of your mouth a little bit, but you're not going to make much wind. It won't go very far. I've never flown a kite with my wind blowing out of my mouth. It wouldn't get any, wouldn't even start to fly. And then I thought about the fact that, have you ever tried to bottle up wind? You can't bottle it up. You can't get that. And the fact is, you can't even see the wind. All you see is a result of the wind, and you can feel the wind, but you can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't handle it as such. You just feel it. But you can't manage the wind. Neither can you the Spirit and the power of God. We just have to be ready and be able to soar when the right time comes and soar with it. Amen. And so that's what my subject is tonight, is soaring with the eagles. And I pray God to help us to do so tonight. Let's start here. At the beginning of the eagle, where did he start? Now, I'm using what they studied in a rock cliff. And different eagles on that cliff, but every eagle had its own rock. Every male and female eagle had its rock, a ledge or insert into the rock or whatever it may be. And he found a place where that he was. That's the place he always went to. And that rock was a place of his safety, as it were. It's a place where he rested, a place where he nested. And that's where they built their nest, on that rock. And that's where their life started, was on a rock in a nest that was built. And they would start out with big sticks and build a nest, long sticks, sometimes several feet long. And then they would cut it down and they bring in smaller sticks and build in that nest. Then they take inside of that nest and put soft feathers or either a hide off of some animal they kill. They would pad that nest somehow with something soft. And in it, there the female would lay her eggs, and there she would sit on those, and they would hatch out. The male, it is said that male eagle would sometimes come and spend a lot of time at the nest and be there, and as it were, love on the mother eagle as she sat there. If she had to be away, he would sit there. And they were together, keep those eggs like they're supposed to be, the rays, and they'd be born. And those eaglets were born on that rock ledge. I'm glad one day, thank God, I got born in the family of God. I got set on a rock, hallelujah. Brother Chris Hazel preaching last Sunday night about at Mary Clay. I'm glad that one day God reached down in a horrible pit, Mary Clay. That's in Psalm 40. He did that in verse 1, 2, and down through that. He said, I was in a horrible pit. He picked me up, set my, I was sinking in the miry clay, but he set my feet. Here's a part I like. He set my feet upon a rock, established my goings, and gave me a new song to sing. I say, hallelujah. I'm glad I got hatched out on a rock. Amen. I didn't hatch out in the mire, didn't hatch out in the clay. I got hatched out on the rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Do you remember when Moses said, Lord, let me see you. I just want to get a glimpse of you. And God said, I can't let you see. Oh, let me say, I'll put you in the cleft of a rock. And said, I'm going to cover you with my hand. I get to thinking about that. Hallelujah. I'm glad, praise God, Jesus on the cross of Calvary, his side was pierced. If you please, a rock was cleft, and it's there, I could get in. Spiritually, I'm glad, praise God, I got in. That rock, he covered me by his hand. That's a safe place to be. When you're in the rock and you're covered by his hand, you can't get safer than that. You're secure. Moses, he was secure in that. God said, I'm going to pass by. And then I'm going to take my hand away. I'm going to let you see some of the afterglow. And he got to see the afterglow of God and couldn't hardly take that. I say glory, hallelujah. I'm glad every once in a while the wind gets to blowing and we get to soaring and God, as it were, takes his hand away a little bit and lets you see some of the afterglow and the glory of God. Aren't you glad for that glory of God? I'm glad, hallelujah, we can know something about the glory of God. That's why around here every once in a while somebody says hallelujah or praise the Lord or raise their hand or shout and praise God. You say, preacher, I don't understand that. Maybe you don't understand worship. Hey, worship of God. Hey, there's a time to be quiet and a time to listen. There's a time to praise. There's a time to give him glory and honor and praise for who he is. Yeah, you're talking about getting excited. If you're going to get excited about anything, get excited about being born in the family of God. Be excited about getting on the rock of ages. And if you're not saved tonight, you're in a horrible pit. You're sinking in miry clay, and you're heading down the wrong way. And sometimes saved people, hey, get off the rock, get to stepping out, like Brother Hazel talked about last Sunday night, but all tonight, I'm glad for that rock. I'm glad I got a rock. I can hide it. I want you to look at this with me, please. And I never noticed this before, but in Deuteronomy chapter 32, look in verse 4. He is the rock. He is the rock. Work perfect. And he mentioned the rock there. Of course, he mentioned the rock in chapter verse 13 that we read about and talked about the rock there.
And then, if you would, please look in verse 18. Of the rock that begat thee. Hallelujah. Of the rock that begat thee. If you look in verse number 30, and talking about some people that's on the wrong rock, and said, how should one chase 1,000 to put 10,000 flat, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up. For their rock, a little R, their rock is not as our big rock, R. Hallelujah. I got to look at that and say, praise God. I got birth on the rock. He's the big rock. He is the perfect rock. He is the right rock. He is a rock of ages cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. I say glory, hallelujah for the rock. I am glad for that rock and I praise God for it and rejoice in it. Don't you? I praise him and thank him and say hallelujah. I am glad for the rock. I am also reminded of Psalm 61 and verse number 2. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Thou has been a shelter for me. I'm glad, praise God, in the past he's been the shelter. He is my shelter now. And lead me that. And I noticed in that verse, he said, lead me to that rock. He said, I'm not going to get on. He said, lead me to it. In other words, he's saying, I can't make it by myself. I want you to help me sometime. Now, I'm going to get to something about these eagles in a few minutes to help you. But I'm telling you, I got born. And if you got ever born again, you were born on the rock of ages, Jesus Christ. I said this morning, I want to repeat it again tonight. There is no other way of salvation outside of Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12, neither is any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's none other name. Jesus is the only saving name there is. Call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. There's none other name but Jesus. You may say, well, I belong to the church. That won't save you. You may say, well, I believe in something else, but whatever, whatever. That won't save you. Only thing that will save you is Jesus Christ. I'm a good fella. That won't save you. I'm a good woman. That won't save you. Only thing that will save you is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Blessed name of Jesus. He is the only Savior there is. Thank God for that Savior. Now they begin here on the rock. And so we see the eagles are hatched out and they're fed there. The mom and dad eagle feeds them. Always meat eaters, and they have to go kill the meat. And they chew it up, put it in y'all had supper yet? Those little eaglets open. You ever seen a bird open its mouth? I love to preach like the congregations that look like little birds. Amen. Little birds open their mouth real wide and they're waiting for mama, dad bird come by and drop a worm in or drop something in. These little eaglets, they're waiting for some chewed up meat, something they've already, those adults have chewed up, got it ready for them so they can take it in and they can take it down. Now, we think that's pretty bad, but old folk, if you're old enough, I can't remember that. I've seen it done. I've seen it done in my lifetime. Mama or dad one or some grandpa, grandma, somebody would chew some food and then put it in the baby's mouth and feed the baby. That's the only way they could feed the baby. They didn't have they couldn't puree it any other way. They had no way to get it mashed up, so they just took it and they mashed it in their mouth, chewed it. Boy. Now I know y'all hungry now. I thought I mentioned all that to start with, so as I preach, you won't get hungry, and you'll be able to listen to what I got to say. And so they feed the birds. Aren't you glad when you got saved? Somebody took a word of God, and as that word, they chewed it up and broke it down so you could take it in. I had to have some milk of the word to start with, a babe in Christ. I didn't understand a whole lot of things and still don't understand a whole lot of things, but I'm glad these people comes in and preaches for us. It helps me. I'm glad I hear other preachers, and I'm glad that God lets me digest some, get some chewed up so I can spit it out for you and you can get it and you can take it in here to help you. I found out if I'm not helped in preparing the message, it won't help anybody else when I give it out. And so I like to chew on it and get it so I can give it out so somebody else can get some help. And so the little eagles, they open their mouth. They feed them, they grow, and they reach a certain place now. And something else is going to happen here. And I want you to see this growing process. Look in verse number 11 of our text in Deuteronomy chapter 32. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. Now, here he's talking about that mother eagle stirring up her nest. What stirring up a nest means this. She takes out that soft lining, whatever it is, and she removes that, and then they sticks in there, and they begin to stick the little eaglets, and they get uncomfortable. They can't rest in there. And so finally it gets so bad that they have to crawl out of there and get on the rock. And that mother's watching them all the time because she knows they're going to get out. Hallelujah. Have you ever noticed God has to stir our nest every once in a while? We get comfortable where we are, and we get comfortable. You ever notice a baby sucking a bottle? He wants to keep on sucking that bottle. He'll get old enough to eat, and you'll start feeding him a little bit, baby food, but he'll still cry for that bottle. He wants to suck on that bottle. After a while, mom and dad decide that's enough bottle, you can't have any more, and they take it away from him and hide it. He'll suck his thumb. He'll get something else sticking in his mouth, try to suck on it. It's hard to break a baby from sucking a bottle. Well, that's how these, yeah, we're like that as God's people. And but we get to come when something changes, something comes along. It's a little different. But God has to stir our nest sometimes. And when these eaglets' nests get stirred up, it gets them in a place where they're going to grow. They're going to learn how to fly. They're going to have to learn how to soar. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but God sure has helped me with this. Because I was a little disturbed. I was a little bit pricked. And God said, you going to soar? I said, soar? I can't even flop my wing. And God said, we're going to soar. Hallelujah. If I had the strength, I'd just spread my arms and soar right now. Amen. Ride the wind. I feel a little breeze blowing around here right now. And hey, praise God, we'll soar again. Hallelujah. But anyway, these eagles get out there and said she takes them on her wings. And what she'll do, she'll get that little eaglet on her back, on her wing, and then she'll jump off the edge. And she'll start riding the current. And in a little while, she'll go almost straight up and then turn over on her back. And when she does so, that eaglet falls off. Now, she can dive faster than that eaglet can fall because she's heavier. And the eaglet will fall off, and she'll watch that. If that eaglet, and she usually first time won't do it, they'll just be falling. She'll dive, and she'll dive under it and catch him and ride her right back to the rock. I said, hallelujah. She's helping. Hey, once in a while you feel like he took you out there somewhere and just dumped you off, letting you fall. By the time you think you're going to crash through the world, he'll soar under you and pick you up, let you soar on his wings, not our wings, but his, and ride us back to that rock. Always goes back to the rock and sets us on that. Hallelujah. Lead me that rock. That's higher than I. Always takes me back there. I say, praise God and the Lamb forever and forever. And after, and she'll go the second day, get that eaglet again, take him straight up, turn over, drop him off, and then she'll let him see what's going to happen. And they said, always the second time, not the first time, but always the second time, she'll scream out like she wants him to hear something, like she wants him to. You ever had God take you somewhere and dump you, then pick you up, and then take you back in a little while and take you up again and dump you? And you say, what in the world is going on? But you'll hear a scream somewhere down inside saying, it's going to be all right. You're going to soar. You're going to be all right. She'll dive down, pick him up again, ride him back to his rock, and set him on his rock. Now he's getting kind of used to getting off that rock. And she's preparing him. And then one day she'll take him up and she'll dump him and he'll spread his wings. That current will catch him. And that little baby eagle has grown some now and realizes, hallelujah, I'm a soaring. I'm a soaring. I can flop my wing. And she flies back to the same rock and fly off some other rock, flies to that rock. You know why? Because that's his rock. He knows where he's hatched out. He knows where mama is. He knows where papa is. He knows where there's help. If he needs help, he knows where it is. Goes back to his rock. And there he is, praise God. He's a growing. He's a flying. I say hallelujah. But he always flies with eagles. I read this too. That one day a farmer found a little, well, an eagle big enough to fly, young eagle, grown eagle, but young, had been hurt some. And so he got the eagle and put him in a cage, in a covering, a pen with some chickens. And it had wire over top of it. Now, I don't know if you know anything about chickens or not, but if you clip their wings, they can't fly. They can't fly if you got wire. We used to clip their wings all the time because it cost money to buy a wire put on top of it. But this particular farmer had a little more money than we had when we grew up. And so he had wire over top of his, and the chickens couldn't fly out. And that eagle couldn't fly out either. But said one day, he'd sit on the roost like they would. He would kind of mix with them, but he wouldn't scratch. You ever seen a chicken scratch in the dirt, looking for a worm, looking for something to eat? They'll eat anything. You like chicken? They'll eat anything. Dirtiest eating critter you've ever. I'm going to ruin Bojangles and everything else. Amen. But anyway, these chickens, they scratch around and eat. Eaglet wouldn't do that. He'd throw in corn, eagle wouldn't eat it. He'd just look at it, he wouldn't eat it. He'd have to feed him a little something. But one day, said some eagles come over top, and they screamed out. That eagle perked up his head and said he spread his wings and started to fly and hit the top of the cage. Couldn't get out. Farmer was watching him. He went over there and opened up the cage, got the eagle out, and watched him fly away. Said, soar, eagle, soar. You wasn't made to be a chicken. You're not a turkey. You're not a chicken. You can't live like they live. You have to ride the wind, soar. And he soared out of the sky. I say, glory, hallelujah. We're not chickens, and we're not turkeys. Hey, we're not scratching in the earth trying to find a worm. And we're not looking around for some. We're looking for that meat of the word that we might grow thereby and become strong in Jesus. Amen. Hey, you can't stay on the bottle all the time. If you do, you never grow up. You never get strong. Can't handle it. But oh, learn to eat some meat and you'll grow strong. And so the eagles would soar. That eagle soared away. Be careful what crowd you run with. Amen. Be careful. Run with the right crowd. You remember when Isaiah said, man of wings of eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. He's saying they'll give you strength. Have some strength like that eagle and run and walk and soar. Hallelujah. And soar, I praise God. It's real. But then there's another period of time they go through. And they called it a moping period. And said an eagle sometimes would get down in the valley. And down they would get calcium deposits on their beak and on their claws. And down there in the valley, they may have been down there for whatever reason, but said about middle life of their lifespan, they'd get like that. Well, all of them, I guess, went through the same thing. I never did understand fully all of that, but said they would give me some down in the valley. One day that Indian guide took the preacher out and said, I want you to look through this telescope and look down in the valley. There was five eagles down there. And their claws wasn't right, their beaks wasn't right, and they had calcium on them. And they just wasn't doing good at all. But said after a while, hey, with some eagles come overhead, and they screamed and dropped meat. They dropped meat down to them. And said those eagles looked at it and said there was two of them, started making their way to the meat and started chewing on it, eating on it, getting what they could. It was three eagles And one of them was flopping around, but he wasn't doing much. And then two wasn't doing hardly anything, didn't hardly move. Others tried to get to the meat. They began to eat the meat. And as they ate that meat, they began, said they was just eating it and watched them a few days. But the preacher had to leave, had to go away. He came back several days later, and that Indian guide took him back out there. That Indian guide was a saved person, by the way. And he got interested in eagles, and he wanted to learn about them. So he'd been watching them. He took him back out there in that secluded place on that rock cliff. And they was across the valley from him. And with telescopes, they could watch them. And said they looked down there, and there wasn't but two eagles, and they were dead. And a third eagle was making his way toward that cliff. And one eagle was trying to go up the cliff. Said they would, when they got strength enough, they'd go from one ledge and fly to another and rest. And then to get a little strength, they go to another ledge, working their way up. But said they looked up there on one ledge and said there was one eagle. He got to his rock. He got to the one he came off of and said he's up there scraping off calcium off his beak. He's scraping calcium off his feet. He's on his rock. And that Indian, that preacher said that Indian watched him, and he watched him too, and said he's watched him for hours as he worked getting calcium off, and just sitting on his rock. Said after a while, they noticed something. When an eagle is in the valley, and their feathers are not right, claws are not right, beaks are not right, but sit on that rock, he shed feathers, and feathers began to grow, and days went by. And said new feathers came out. And said they noticed when an eagle was in the valley, he'd have scaly eyes. Couldn't see too good. But when he was flying, soaring, his eyes was clear and be moist. Said they noticed that eagle sitting on that cliff, got back to his rock. And said they noticed, it almost looked like a tear running down his feathers off his eye. Said all of a sudden he screamed, spread his wings and jumped off the edge. And spread his wing, began to ride the wind and ride that wind current. Said that Indian had a shouting spell. Said he made it. He made it. He made it. I say glory to God. He made it. We can make it. Amen. He got back to his cliff. Got back on his rock. And got rid of some stuff didn't need, shouldn't be there. And said, I'm going to soar again. And he soared. Hallelujah. He soared. Thank God he did. Other eagle making his way back to his rock. One day he'll soar. That third eagle trying to get there, he probably got there and he'd soar, but two eagles gave it up and said, I believe I'll just quit, and died in the valley. But oh, thank God. Those other eagles flying over were dropping meat and screaming to them and saying, eat. You can get up. You can get up. I want to say to us tonight, we can get up. Hallelujah. We can soar. We can ride the wind. We can soar like eagles. It is said of eagles that when they're in danger by any kind of a prey bird, if they're in any kind of danger, they fly straight toward the sun. They have a certain covering over their eyes that protects them, and they can fly straight into the sun, and the sunlight blinds every enemy they got. I say hallelujah. We can fly to the sun. S-O-N. Amen. They fly to the S-U-N. We fly the S-O-N. And thank God every enemy we have has to back up because they can't stand the sun. Amen. I'm glad, praise the Lord and the Lamb, we can fly like that. Now I'm going to close with this. It is said of those eagles when they died in the valley, but they're facing the rock. And said when one of those whale eagles lifespan was over, they'd glide into their rock. They'd back up some more on the edge of it, and they'd die there. And some, that Indian said, you know what, preacher? Said, what those eagles up there die, those old eagles have fought their fight. They've rode their wind. They currents, they've done their soaring. Said, when they die up there and say, I got up. I got up. I got back on my rock. And I finished my course. I did it right. I want to finish upright. I want to finish my course. I want to soar with eagles. Amen. I want to soar. Sometimes I feel like I'm climbing up the rock. Sometimes I feel like I need somebody to drop some meat. You know what I found out in the past few months and weeks and days? There's someone dropping you some meat. I couldn't help but think about Ruth. She's gleaning out there in the field. Boaz said, drop her a handful on purpose. Hallelujah. Every once in a while, God come by, as it were, and drop you a handful just on purpose to help you. Let's soar with the eagles. Let's soar with the eagles. Let's ride the wind current. Let's don't depend on ourselves in the valley and mope and not eat the meat. Get in the Word. That's the meat. And that meat will give you strength to get to the rock. Oh, I know we're in the rock. I realize that. But I'm talking about that rock, as it were, of being comfortable. Not comfortable, but being safe and being secure and knowing that it's all right in our hearts. Let's bow our heads. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the rock. I thank you that you are the big rock and you are the rock of ages that we hide in, the safety place, the place where we learn to soar, eat meat, and grow in grace. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name you'd help us all to ride that wind current. God, I pray the Holy Spirit so move in our hearts, our lives, so stir us up, so help us to, as it were, to leap off and soar. And Father, do the work that you've laid for us to do. And I'll praise you and thank you in all you do. Now tonight, Father, I pray for everyone in this room. I pray for every person that's come to worship with us. There are some here that may be lost. They don't know Jesus. And they need to get saved. I pray you speak to their heart. Some here that's they need you to help them. They just need to know they're soaring with the Lord. They need to know. Father, I pray you'd help them, and we'll thank you. Then, Father, help all of us that we'll realize that the wind current still blows and we can ride. Thank you, Lord, that you are still on the throne and still rule and reign in everything. Thank you for the privilege to have the freedom to preach tonight. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and saving us. And thank you, Lord, for thy word. In Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.